Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk Call-In Radio Show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests. Ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Welcome to the new show on the airwaves that's going to teach you how to have a better relationship with your dog and learn why your dog's doing what he's doing. It is For the Love of Dog with Dennis Wolf, and today we have an awesome guest from the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Texas, Dawn Orr, who will be joining us shortly. Well, everybody's had a dog in their life who is the one dog that they've had 100 dogs, they've had 10 dogs, they've had 3 dogs, and they were the best dogs in the world. But all of a sudden, they've got that one dog that makes them wonder why they got that dog. And this show is going to help everybody out there to understand why your dog is doing what he's doing. And not just that, but it's going to teach you how to help your dog and make your dog the best dog in the world. No buts, just the best dog in the world. So for today, we're going to start with a little bit about the different methods that have been used through the ages in order to try to change dog behavior. And we're going to explain why, although there are many ways to do this, many ways to have good results with your dog, sometimes you just have one of those dogs who hasn't read the behavior book that have other methods in them, and these dogs are the ones that we get frustrated and angry and anxious, and we get mad at our dogs, and we yell at our dogs. Heck, they're not our husbands. We shouldn't be yelling at our dogs. We should love our dogs. And for the love of dogs, please listen so that you'll understand why your dog is doing what he's doing. Let's take a really common problem, a dog who's pulling on the leash. We get this all the time. Now, I'm here in New Jersey, but we have people all over the country. We cover 37 states, and all the people in the 37 states, and soon to be many more, are all doing the same thing, which is natural canine behavior rehabilitation. Why is it natural canine behavior rehabilitation? Why is it that we're not using gizmos and gadgets? Well, as far as I've ever seen from my pack of Rhodesian Ridgebacks, plus a whole bunch of service dogs and trainees for service dogs, is my dogs can't read. Now, that doesn't mean that my dogs aren't intelligent. It just means that they are dogs. And dogs do what dogs do because they're dogs. So if we stop treating our dogs like our little furry four-legged babies, we can give our dogs what our dogs need to be calm, confident, fantastic pack members. That doesn't mean that you can't spoil your dog. And it doesn't mean you can't spoil your kids. But you can't spoil your dog rotten if your dog has a behavioral issue. It's just common sense. So what we're going to do is examine the most common reason that people call us, not that that's the only reason, certainly, but nearly every dog that we see at United Canine Professionals is a dog who is pulling on the leash. Now, think of it logistically. You're walking through a crowd, and there's potentially danger. There are potentially people running through, and you've got behind you a little three-year-old child who you're walking with. Would you ever think to put that little three-year-old child out ahead of you? I hope not, because he's going to get bowled over. You, as the leader, would put the child behind you, and you would guide him through that, the same way a seeing eye dog goes slightly ahead of the person carrying. The reason we want to do this is we have to go through narrow openings first. We have to see the potential danger and get to it first. And we also don't want to cause what's called a block, where the dog is potentially ahead of us going into a new situation. Now, think about it as a troop of Boy Scouts. and the kids are, let's say they're Cub Scouts and they're 7 years old, and we're out camping, and the scoutmaster sees a bear, and he wonders where this bear might be living. Well, it starts to rain, and they need shelter. So they go into this cave, and they send the most fearful little boy in first, and they say, go ahead, little red-haired Johnny. You go in and check it out and see if the bear is in there. And if you come back out, we'll assume that it's safe. And if you don't come back out, we'll go find another place. You would never do that. The scoutmaster would go in with a flashlight. He would check out the whole situation first to make sure it was safe for his pack. And if it's not safe, he's going to make that determination. So if your dog is leading you, and typically the dogs are out way ahead, the dogs might be out 20 feet on a flexi lead or an extendable retractable leash. And those certainly have their benefits when you're at a dog show or you're somewhere and you want the dog to run around. But when you walk and the dog is out ahead of you 20 feet, he's not only ahead of you, he is now your scout. And he's checking out to see who's been there, what they did, and what potential danger could be out there. Well, we don't want to do that. We want to be out first. So the dog should be beside you or behind you. And that doesn't mean you should be telling him to heel 2,000 times or giving him a cookie to do it. Because the same thing is when you're driving your car, the police don't stop over and say, hey, good job doing 55. And they don't keep reminding you, do 55, do 55, do 55. Because it's supposed to be that way. Rules are to be followed. So when the dog is walking and you're constantly pulling on the dog and yanking on the dog and focusing on the dog, you are actually teaching the dog that he's in charge because you're watching what he's doing. So when you're walking, you want to walk proudly, confidently. There are things that we do help you with, and you're more than welcome to contact us with a question or call in or the call-in number in future shows and segments. But the main thing is that you have to understand is that dogs do what they do for a reason. So when a dog is pulling out ahead, it's not that he just wants to go smell things and see who's been at the fire hydrant.
2 minutes.
He wants to get ahead of you to get the scent trail of who's been there before, what they were doing, and why they were there, which he can tell with his nose. Now, that also brings me to the point of many dogs urinating on pretty much anything they find, and I've even seen it, where dogs actually urinate on a human or on another dog because of dominance. But guess what? We're not going to worry about that right now. We're going to worry about the walk, because what happens on the walk is what is going to eventually happen in your home. And in other places, if we can set rules while we're out there and while we're out on our walk and teaching the dog that we're in charge and he can just follow us, then we don't have to worry about it anymore. Because if we're walking and we're going walking with a purpose, and our purpose is to provide and protect, and our purpose is to go out there and find food, and our purpose is to do the providing and protecting, then why should the dog be marking his territory by peeing on every tree? If the dog is going on every tree, fire hydrant, he thinks he's in charge. So what we would do is we would shorten the leash, not so it's tight, but so that there's a J in the leash. Kind of if you think about the leash hanging down from your hand and it goes down below where the dog's chin is, and then back up to his neck, or if you're using a gentle leader or a head collar, it would go back up to the points on the bottom of the chin. And if the dog pulls, you give him a very gentle correction to remind him, and you keep going. The biggest problem people have is that they forget that they're with the dog. So if you're with your dog, instead of your dog being with you, that's a problem. And we will talk more about this in a few minutes when we come back with Dawn Orr, the North Texas Dog Whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made, and here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So, do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf, and today our guest is Dawn Orr, who is known as the North Texas Dog Whisperer, who is a member of United Canine Professionals. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a dog with issues and you're anywhere in Texas, this lady's amazing, and she can help you. Today she's going to tell you a little bit about one of the dogs that she had to work with, who was abandoned not only by its owner, but was also abandoned by a number of very well-known trainers who were actually afraid of this dog because the dog was so fear-aggressive. We're going to ask Dawn how she was able to do that and how she was able to get through to this dog that no one else could get through to. Dawn, welcome to the show. So great to have you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here today.
Well, Dawn, tell us about the dog that we were talking about a little earlier, who was abandoned and dumped and given up on. You certainly didn't give up on her, though, or him.
I absolutely did not. Dawson is a little bit of a story down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area now because I was called by a rescue group, actually. An owner surrendered this dog. They basically brought the dog in, from what I understand, in the back of a truck, shoved it out, and left. In order for them to even get this dog out, they called another trainer, and he went up to try, and this is a very well-known trainer in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he got bit within 5 minutes, trying to do typical, I'm the dominant one, I'm going to take you, and you're going to live with it, where he didn't wait and build any trust or anything. Well, when he got bit, he said the only way he would get it out is if they tranquilized this dog. So that's how that dog was rescued. In shock.
How big was this dog, Dawn? How big was this dog?
This dog weighs about 90 pounds.
Oh, he's a big dog.
Yes.
Wow.
He's a lab mix. So he is he's definitely a big dog. Well, this trainer after that refused to work with this dog, so they contacted another well-known trainer in the area that does a different method than what we use. They do the typical clicker training. Well, of course it didn't work. He got bit. So about 2 weeks later, that's when I got the call, and I went out there just to look at this dog, told him, you know, I would definitely do what I could. And when upon arrival, I just saw that this dog was honestly just petrified. He was so fearful that he had basically shut down. And nobody else took the time to see that. They just wanted to force this dog into doing what they wanted him to do. I told the rescue group I would love to help this dog. So I took my time, got this dog to trust me. I worked with him in ways that were natural. I just got him to understand that I wasn't there to do no harm. I was there to take care of him from this point forward. He could trust me. It took a little bit of time, and in about 2 weeks, this dog had a leash on him, and until then, it looked like he had never had one on before, because when you approached him with any kind of a leash, short, long, whatever, he went into total shutdown mode, would run, wouldn't let you get near him again. So after I built the trust up, I could bring the leash out, and he would come up to me. We were able to put a leash on him, walk him. It took about 3 weeks and all of this trust to be built up. And now he is a happy dog. We walk him everywhere. He is happy around other dogs. He's okay with other people now because he knows now that humans aren't going to hurt him. I will take care of this dog. Once we teach dogs how that will happen and that there's nothing bad will happen, behaviors and dogs will change. It's all about trust and respect.
That's awesome, Dawn. Can you tell us a little bit about the specific things that you did differently versus how things had been done before when the other two trainers got bitten and gave up on it?
Well, that's an excellent question. Because what we do is we don't go in with these typical dominant type theories where we come in and, you know, we are the alpha, we will do this, and the dog will obey us. Because that is not how real dogs work. Dogs are respectful to the calmest dog in the pack. They're not responsive to the dog that's out there going crazy and doing all the barking and all of that stuff. They respect and trust the calmest dog in the pack. They know that dog is the one that's going to take care of them. That dog is the one that's going to provide for them, protect them, all of that. So that's how I just went in, no talking, no tricks, no shock collars, no chains, none of the, you know, little clickers or anything like that. It was just about going up, walking around the dog just a few times, just letting him smell me, because that's how dogs greet each other. They don't walk right up and meet him in the face, and just let him get used to me. Then I waited for him to come to me. He's like, oh, you're not going to hurt me. You could see it in his face. He's like, oh, I can trust you. You're not going to try to manhandle me? Because that's what most trainers do. They want to come in, and they want to come in so strong that fearful dogs don't respond to that. You end up causing more damage mentally and physically to these dogs. So that's where we at United Canine Professionals, we do things as natural as we can. We do what dogs do. And that's why what we do works.
That's awesome. And we do have people all over the country, but we've honestly had just so many compliments about Dawn and the dog Dawson that she's talking about. I've seen him. He's a big dog. And I can understand how if you were not handling him the right way, how he could definitely put a pretty good hurting on you. And one of the things I like about what you said is that you're doing things in ways that are natural. And that's what United Canine Professionals does. It's natural canine behavior rehabilitation. I've never seen a dog in the wild running around with a box of cookies with a clicker and a shock collar button in his hand. They don't even have opposable thumbs. They wouldn't be able to hold it. But what I do love is the fact that Dawn didn't give up on this dog. And now, Dawn, where is this dog now? Is he, he's certainly not in a shelter anymore. Can you tell us what's gone on with Dawson?
He's absolutely not in a shelter anymore. And believe it or not, I formed such a bond with this dog that I actually still have this dog. He's such a wonderful dog. I can bring any dog into my home. I can rescue a dog. I have a lot of people, other rescue groups that call me and say, hey, can you please help me with this dog? And I absolutely will help them because I want to get to those dogs that other trainers won't work with. I can bring any dog in, any level, fearful, aggressive, you know, just nervous dog. And Dawson just looks at me and says, if you're okay with that dog, I'm okay with that dog. So he's still with me. He is a great dog now. He just needed somebody to understand what he was trying to tell everybody all of that time, that he was just afraid.
Wow.
Please help me feel safe.
That's amazing. And, you know, that's what's so great about what you did, Dawn, because you didn't give up on that dog like the rest of, you know, the other trainers and the other people who gave up on him. He was given up three times. He was given up once by his original owner. He was given up once by the first trainer, another time by the second trainer, and three strikes. But he wasn't out because he found Dawn Orr, the North Texas Dog Whisperer. So we're going to come back in a little bit with Dawn again, and we're going to ask her some other questions about the training methods. And then we're going to invite you all to check out our website at unitedk9professionals.com. And if you'd like to join our team and learn from Dawn and our incredible team of natural canine behavior professionals, we will be very, very happy to help you and for you to learn. We will be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned for the Love a Dog.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. And today we have our special guest, Dawn Orr, who sounds nothing less than a miracle worker for a wonderful dog named Dawson out in Dallas, Texas area. So, Dawn, it's very exciting to see that people aren't stuck into one particular type of training. Have you done other methods of training, and what's your experience been with those different methods compared to the natural canine behavior rehabilitation that you do at United Canine Professionals?
Well, that's a great question. To be honest, I'm one of those typical people that back in the beginning, you know, when I was younger and, you know, I loved dogs and I wanted to help dogs, and I knew that if I watched TV or read a book and, you know, I tried the clicker, you know, and mind you, this was years ago, of course, but I did the clicker, and I couldn't quite get into the little food bag. That always just bothered me, carrying food around all the time. But, you know, I did the I'm the Alpha, and I just never in my heart believed in it, and I didn't see the results that I knew should happen. In my heart, I knew there had to be a better way. So I searched and studied. I tried to watch as many dogs as I could. I volunteered at shelters with rescue groups and things like that. And I just, day in and day out, I saw these other methods not work over and over with these dogs that were aggressive, that were fearful, that were so excitable that everybody just said, forget it. They just need to be put down. There's no hope for them. Don't even try to work with them. And I knew it was wrong. That's when I found United Canine Professionals and the methods that are taught there that are natural. Instantly, the minute I met this method, I knew it was going to work. I mean, in my heart, I knew it was going to work. And I saw the first minute I tried it, it worked. It worked on a dog that I'd had that I'd tried all these other training methods that everybody said, do this, do that. This dog was still pulling me down the street because they were telling me I had to talk to the dog. I had to, you know, do this, yank the dog. Now, that was years ago, a lot of years ago, luckily. But now I do things naturally. I think like a dog now, and it works because dogs don't talk. They don't carry food around with them and throw it to all their puppies or all the other dogs. They don't carry clickers around and with their paw click on it and make their dog stop and go and jump and sit. They just look at each other. They give each other a little sound. If they need to, they'll go up and they'll touch, and all the dogs fall in line. It makes sense. I got it because the dogs get it. Now I just want to help other dogs, and I want to help as many people as I can do the same thing because it will work. It does work. I helped hundreds of dogs just this year alone that other trainers have said, forget it, put the dog down. Pet owners have called me.
You know,
I've got messages just today. Pardon?
You know what's amazing is the fact that in our society today, it seems like so many people are so quick to give up, giving up on a marriage, giving up on a child, giving up on a friendship, giving up on the dog. And you see this more now than ever where people are so stressed because they're losing their jobs, they're losing their homes. And it seems to me that there are so many more behavioral issues now than ever before. I've been doing this in varying degrees for over 30 years. And I've never seen so many dogs and so many people having issues. For instance, like what Dawn was saying, where the owner surrendered this dog, Dawson, or any rescue, someone gave that dog up because they couldn't fix the behavior. And what's very sad, of course, is that it's just because one trainer tells you or one veterinarian or one person or two people tell you, I'm sorry, you know, your dog just isn't fixable. That's the same thing as you go to a doctor and the doctor tells you, you have a brain tumor. And he says, I'm so sorry. Go home and get your affairs in order. Well, heck, I'm not going to die because somebody thinks that he can't fix it. I'm going to go find somebody who can fix it. And you wouldn't take one opinion and go out and, you know, assume you were going to be dying from a brain tumor, you'd go out and you'd go find a doctor, whether you had to go to one or 10. You'd find someone who would try. And Dawn, I guess you're the doctor here because you didn't give up on your dog. And United Canine Professional doesn't give up on our dogs or on our clients. That's why we give them a lifetime guarantee. So that if Dawson, the dog that you worked with, that you saved his life, if Dawson's owners, original owners, had United Canine Professionals come out, they would have had the lifetime guarantee. And the moment that they were going to give that dog up, United Canine Professionals would have helped them to locate a suitable home, and then we would have gone in and we would have taught the people a full class and taught them so that the dog wouldn't have to have been surrendered. Because that's what happens. It's like someone going into prison. You don't come out better. You come out with more problems, and the more times you go back into the system, the worse you get. Thank God, Dawn, that this dog found you. Thank God for that. For the love of dogs, please don't give up on your dog. Dawn, can you tell us anything else special and cute that Dawson does? Something that no other dog has ever done that you say, wow, I'm so glad that you came into my life. Anything cute he does or silly he does?
My favorite thing that Dawson does since learning that he can trust people is he will be glued to you. He will look at you, check to see if it's okay if he follows you, and then he is on your heel to make sure everything's okay. But he'll still check if he's too close and you give him a cue just with your eye, that energy to say, give me my space. He'll slow down a little bit. But he always checks, and he will follow you all around the house. I don't even have to have a leash on this dog anymore. He will just follow me because he knows he can trust me, and he knows I'll always take care of him. I love him for that. All I have to do is come into a room, and he'll look and say, can I come over? And next thing you know, he's there glued to me. He is such a loving, wonderful dog that it's sad that other people gave up on him and other trainers told everybody that he just needed to be put down. He's such a wonderful dog and a loving member of my house, and I take him to a lot of events. I take him out in public, and everybody dotes over him.
That's awesome. Well, Dawn, we're just so grateful that you could share time with us today. We'd love to have you on in future episodes as well. And, you know, if you can just give us a little bit of information about why you think that people should not give up on their dogs based on your experiences with Dawson and some of the other dogs you've worked on, give us a little 30-second synopsis of something to tell someone who might be considering giving up on their dog right now if they're listening that will help them to understand why they should try again with your method.
I would reiterate what you said. Don't believe one person, because I guarantee you, United Canine Professionals and me, I won't give up. I will work with your dog and work with you until your dog is a productive family member, because that's what your dog wants. He wants to be a member of your family. He wants to be productive. He wants to be happy, and I will not give up on you or your dog. If you're willing to try, I promise you we will stay with it until that dog is better. He will become productive, and he will be happy, and you will be happy. I promise it. And United Canine will do the same thing all over the United States. And I'm looking for more people that want to help.
You're such an inspiration, and we're so grateful that you could be with us today on For the Love of Dog.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-collar technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Collars that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-collar technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecollar.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
Welcome back to The Love of Dog, for the love of your dog, and for the life of your dog. How great are we today blessed to have Dawn Orr tell us such inspirational stories about a dog who really probably wouldn't be here if not for her help. And we thank Dawn so much for not giving up on dogs. That's one of the things we were talking about earlier in the show, about walking dogs. And I'd like to relay a few kind of funny stories. I don't know if they're funny to the owner, but we've heard of people who have had not only problems walking their dogs, but have gotten injured walking their dogs. There's a lovely lady up in Fairbanks, Alaska, who has a beautiful, beautiful Cocker Spaniel. Show dog, very well trained, except that the dog likes to get under her feet. Well, unfortunately, the dog was walking and got under her feet, and she took a very bad fall, and she broke several bones. Well, I had another client who was in actually in New Jersey, who had a large dog that was dog aggressive, and he went after another dog, and he dragged his owner, I guess about 50 feet or so on her belly, and separated her shoulder. And I have a third client I remember who was actually up near Austin, Texas, who had a St. Bernard who pulled away from her, and she was kind of a large lady. This St. Bernard pulled away from her after dragging her, and finally she let go of the leash and attacked another dog. Not the lady, of course, but the dog attacked another dog, and this is a big St. Bernard. So the leash, the whole concept of the leash is for the dog to follow us. It is not for the dog to be out ahead of us leading us. And you'll see, we joke about it here at United Canine Professionals when we see an owner walking a dog and we see the owner, well, kind of being dragged or what I call leash skiing. And the dog becomes the ski boat and the owner becomes the skier holding on for dear life to the leash. Which brings me to gadgets and gizmos like prong collars and metal choker chains and all kinds of gadgets and harnesses and things they put over dogs. Bicycle chains, I've heard every kind of crazy thing. You have to remember that it's not the gadget you use on the dog. It's the energy of the ski boat. So if the dog is a very anxious or excited or dominant dog, and he's walking out ahead of you, then his energy is making you follow him instead of you walking with a purpose. Go somewhere. I say to the ladies that we teach, imagine there's a gigantic sale on Fendi pocketbooks, 90% off. Right down there at the end of the block, go to that sale. Well, if that were true, you know that every woman, well, maybe not every, but vast majority of women would be power walking down to the end of that street. They'd be going somewhere. If you walk with energy, if you walk with purpose, and you don't just hang around waiting to see where your dog wants to take you, you'll find if you're going somewhere, your dog will go with you. The problem is that people typically worry about where their dog is, and they take their dog for a walk. Not the right way to think about it. You're not taking your dog for a walk. You should be going for a walk, and your dog just happens to be with you. Much like if anybody's ever ridden a horse. You sitting on a horse means that you can fall off the horse. But if the horse is under you, you can't fall off it because you are the one that is on the ground and the horse just happens to be underneath your legs. Same kind of thing. Think about with a chair. Are you sitting on the chair? Well, yes, if the chair came out from under you, all of a sudden, you would be on the ground. But on the other hand, if you were standing, leaning on the chair, and the chair were removed, you wouldn't be, well, you wouldn't be falling on the floor on your rear end. So the most important thing to do anytime you're taking your dog out for a walk is when you're taking your dog out for a walk, make sure that you're going somewhere. You have to be going somewhere because if you're not going somewhere, where's your dog going to follow you? So imagine you decide that you're going to be going out for a walk. Well, you don't want the dog to go. Honey, shh, we don't want the dog to hear that we're going for a walk. He'll want to go with us. And you know, he drags us down the street we don't want to do that. But be really, really quiet. Kind of like if you guys remember Elmer Fudd, the cartoon character, he would very calmly, slowly hunt the rabbit. He would hunt Bugs Bunny. And funny and silly, but you'll remember that. Instead of you focusing and living your life around your dog's behavior and changing your life around your dog's behavior by maybe not taking him out for a walk now, instead of that, live your life and let your dog fit into your life. Well, same thing. If you want to go out for a walk and you want your dog to go with you, just get your clothes on, put your jacket on, your shoes on, go get the dog. Don't talk to him. Don't say, would you like to go out for a little walkie? Would you like, oh, you want to go out? Want to go get your leash? Go to mommy. And then you get your dog all excited. Well, of course you get your dog excited before you go out for a walk. He's going to be excited as the second he walks out the door ahead of you. Instead of that, pretend that you're just going for a walk without your dog, a nice, leisurely, calm, peaceful walk. You're going to go admire the trees. It's a beautiful, cool August.
2 minutes.
And the weather is lovely. You're going to go out for a walk. Oh, by the way, I think I'd like to take my dog with me. So you calmly walk over with the leash. You calmly put it on the dog. You ignore the dog. You slip your hand through the leash. And you start to walk. And you don't talk to your dog. And you don't get your dog amped up before he even goes outside. And you walk outside with a purpose. You walk outside because you're going somewhere. You're looking up at the trees. You're looking at the butterflies. You're waving to your neighbor who you haven't seen in a few days. Hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, I'm doing great. And you live your life. Your dog will feel your energy, the energy of a leader, the energy of someone who is going somewhere. And regardless of what kind of gizmo or gadget you have, I promise you, that dog will follow you like a little puppy dog. So, go somewhere, live your life, and let your dog fit into your life instead of you living your life around your dog's behavior. When we come back to the next segment, we're going to be talking a little bit more with Dawn Orr for a moment, and then we're going to tell you a little bit about how to fix your dog's walking when he's dragging you all over, and you're the ski boat. I mean, you're the skier, and he's the ski boat. We're going to change that dynamic. We will be back shortly. Stay tuned for the love of dogs.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn learn more and order your bike tow leash, visit biketowleash.com. That's biketowleash.com. Bike tow leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is biketowleash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand. A true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. And we're going to talk briefly about how to get your dog to follow you without gizmos and gadgets and chains and shocks and all that. Just imagine, most of you have seen the movie Titanic. Of course, we all knew how it was going to end. And I think a lot of people who saw that movie Titanic thought to themselves, why would I go to see a movie when I know what the ending is? Everyone gets basically, you know, drowns on a ship. But yet, it was what happened during the movie that was what kept us riveted. Well, think about the same thing. Your dog knows he's going to go back home. You know you're going to go back home, but it's what happens on your walk that's going to teach the dog the lesson. So when you start walking out your door, whether it's front door or back door, you walk out the door with a purpose. At United Canine Professionals, we teach our wonderful clients and their dogs about the purpose of a dog, the purpose of a dog, and the purpose of a walk. The purpose of a walk is not to go pee and poop, but two different pees. To provide for your pack and to protect your pack. Because in the wild, if we went out for a walk, we wouldn't be going out for a walk before or after we ate. We would have to find our food. So in other words, there's no breakfast buffet for all the forest animals. So guess what we would have to do? We would have to go out and hunt. And when we went out to hunt, that was our purpose of the walk. Now, of course, we're going to find our food in our kitchen or in our pantry, and we're going to give it to our dog. But dogs think like dogs. And one of the most common reasons that dogs don't understand that we're in charge is because we're really not in charge. Those of you who are leaving food down all the time for your dog, if it's the best dog in the world, you can do whatever you want. But when you call us or you call any trainer or anyone who claims to be a behaviorist or anybody that you're seeking help from, guess what's going to happen? If you're treating your dog like a little human, you're doing him a great disservice and an injustice because he's a dog and he thinks like a dog. And you heard Dawn say that. Dogs think like dogs because they're dogs. So when you go out for a walk, your dog actually thinks you're going out to hunt for food. So if you're letting him go ahead of you, then obviously, you know, he must be in charge. You must be following him. Well, that follows through when you get back into your house because now you're letting the dog think that he's the leader out on the walk and he can eat whenever he wants. So obviously, he must be the leader. Think about if you have that little 3-year-old child.
You don't let him just go into the refrigerator and go get whatever food he wants whenever he wants it. He's got to ask permission. And in the future episode of For the Love of Dog, you're going to learn why dogs do what they do. So let's go back to our walk. We're on our walk. We come back. You feed your dog right away, or he's got food down there so he can eat whenever he wants. Aren't we teaching our dogs that they are, in fact, the leaders? So why do we get angry at our dogs when we're teaching them that they are the leaders and we are not? As we go and we progress through weeks and weeks and years, you will learn how your dog thinks, and you will learn how to think like a dog. I wanted to have a few minutes with Dawn, and I wanted to ask Dawn, when she started with Dawson, who was the rescue dog that everyone gave up on and two very well-known trainers in the Dallas area had given up on, I want to know how long it took Dawn to get Dawson on a leash and how her walks go now compared to how they were when Dawson was first rescued. Dawn, can you share that with us?
Well, that's another great question, because in the beginning, with Dawson being so fearful and of people, of the leash, I mean, like I said, in the beginning, if he even saw a leash, he would shut down. He would go hide. So it did take me a few times of him learning once again to trust me that I was going to be okay to get the leash on him. But it only took maybe four tries. And then after that, he's like, oh, this is what you wanted from me? Well, let me follow you everywhere then. So after about the fourth try, he was going, oh, the leash is not a dangerous thing. I can trust this human. Once I put the leash on him after that, I just took off and he'd follow me everywhere with it because he knew he could trust me and I was the one that was in control. I knew where I was going. He didn't know. He just knew he was following me wherever I went, and he was happy to do so, and it worked out great.
Wow, that's so inspirational, Dawn. You know, it's just so nice to hear that people aren't always trying to blame the dog. And what I particularly love about what the story is that you've shared with us today is it's a story, really, of a very special lady in Texas who was put in that dog's life for a reason. This dog, without Dawn, wouldn't be alive right now, nor would hundreds, if not thousands, of other dogs that Dawn has worked with. And part of the, as we all know, Dawn, part of the biggest problem is changing the human. Because if we can't change the human, we can't change the dog. And what was very interesting was that dog, after being surrendered and then worked with by a very, well, I don't know if the person, you know, personally, but sounds like he wasn't a very good trainer, certainly wasn't a very nice person. And the other person who tried, the other trainer, versus what we do, which is natural canine behavior rehabilitation, sounds like they gave up on that dog. And it sounds like they were trying to change the dog instead of changing what they were doing. And that's what I like about what you said, Dawn, that you gave the dog time to get to know you and to trust you and to build a bond and to get respect for you so that he wasn't fearful, so that happily he became a very stable dog and a very happy dog. That's a really wonderful story. I'm so grateful to Dawn Orr, the North Texas Dog Whisperer, who is a proud member of United Canine Professionals, which is United K9Professionals.com. You can reach out to Dawn and to the other canine professionals by getting onto our website or Facebooking us. And if you think you've got what it takes and you love dogs and you want to change the life of one dog at a time and help us to save the more than 4 million dogs who are euthanized in shelters around this country every year. And if you want to get on our team, get in touch with us. And Dawn, I cannot thank you enough. for not giving up on Dawson and for being one very special lady. I thank you for being with us today, and we'll look forward to seeing everybody next time on For the Love of Dogs.